Heather Rosen is a new artist to life, but she's been very busy for many years. Her song you're hearing right now is called Better Rain. Heather Rosen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Todd?
Doing awesome. Thanks for chatting with us. Now, you're new to us, but you've been around for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in Christian music and then got out and then got back in.
Yeah, I actually spent most of my life making secular music, and I was not a Christian. I grew up with my parents bringing me to church, but I ultimately left at 16 to go find God for myself, quote unquote. And I went into all kinds of different things that were not Jesus, that were not God. I went into New Age. I looked for God in drug experiences, et cetera, et cetera. And a good 15 years or so after I left the church, I stumbled upon what is now my church now. And walking in the doors in a very broken time for me, I felt the presence of God like nothing I'd ever felt. And I saw the power of God that I had never seen. And God convicted me in that place and through the man of God that I saw preaching. And it was in that moment, in the most broken space ever, that I said, okay, God, if this is you, I hear that you're a redeemer. I hear that you're a restorer. I hear that you can heal what I'm going through. So I'm going to give it to you right now, and I'm going to test you on that. And that was how I started my relationship with Jesus, because I didn't understand prior to that what a relationship with Jesus was. Despite growing up being brought to church, it was more of a habitual thing.
Right.
And that was where the foundation was laid, and I was immediately thrown into worship leading.
Wow.
Which was a great example of God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And so despite me making all this music my whole life, none of it was Christian. And so I was put up there worship leading, and God raised me in worship leading over a few years while I developed my relationship with him. And then one day I started getting songs dropped in me again, the way that I used to get songs dropped in me. And I said, God, these really feel like artist songs. Is this what you're telling me to do? And reluctantly, because it was a hard space to be in where I was before, I gave him my yes to going back into the music industry. And I said, but I can't do this without you. I can only do it with you. And he said, try again, this time with me.
Well, your song Better Rain sort of reflects that too. It is in that vein. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because in watching the video, there is that story involved.
Yeah, thank you for watching the video. It's it does have flashbacks of my prior life. The song Better Rain, it came to me in the car with my husband when he was playing me some of the best songwriter songs, the songs that inspire you as a songwriter. And he said, do you know the song Better Rain by George Strait? And I said, no, I've never heard it. And I was like, but listen, is it about God? And he was like, no, not really. And I was like, but baby, if there's ever been a song that sounds like a Christian title, it's Better Rain. I'm like, I mean, right then and there, the song downloaded in me the comparison of what water symbolizes before coming to Christ and what water symbolizes after coming to Christ. So before coming to Christ, you have tears, you have the sweat on your brow from your own strength. After coming to Christ, you have cleansing, you have baptism, you have harvest. And that's what I wanted to convey in the song, was the hope of what is about to come and that transformation. I wanted it to reach all people, but especially reach the new Christian who was like me, looking for a song to relate to.
Well, we're enjoying Better Rain, and we look forward to more from Heather Rosen. She's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you so much.